And he joins us regularly on this show, the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, not a whole lot going on this week in Brownstown. Real quiet, typical week, right?
Oh, I tell you what, Vic, it's been absolutely crazy, but I think crazy in a good way. Obviously, Jimmy, well, I call him Jimmy because he told me to call him Jimmy.
He told me to call him Mr. Adams,
so yeah. I'm calling him Jimmy, you know, but he's taken over this ball club, and obviously I know you were there at the owner's meeting, and that's just a good thing. And I think another good thing is he came in and he named Joe Banner the CEO of this football team, and who is I think is excellent, because you know, a lot of people don't know Joe, but when he and Jeffries took over that Eagles organization, it was pretty much same situation as we have here, and he was also involved in the CBA negotiations, mm-hmm. also the union negotiations. And Vic, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but he is a well respected guy in league circles. I mean, he is just everybody respects him. So I think that's a great hire, and obviously we're happy to have Jimmy as the owner, but also I think it's a good move to bring Joe Banner in here as CEO.
When you think about it from the player perspective, how much does this matter, and how much energy does it sort of bring to the table beyond? Because there's two ways to look at this. It can be looked at as a distraction to have those two things going on. Plus, you had Condoleezza Rice and the vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan show up the day that Joe Banner's being introduced to the media by Jimmy Haslam. So a lot of newness and a lot of exciting, high-profile things happening around this club. But from a player perspective, can they be energized by it? Do they care about it? Are they distracted by it?
Well, the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Absolutely, they care about it. They are energized by it because here's what, as a player, I mean, you're very excited about it because obviously they're getting to know their new owner right now. And obviously they know his background. Everything he touches pretty much turns to gold. And he sets the bar pretty high for everybody. And that's a good thing because he just expects everybody to perform on the same level that he's performing on. And I think that's a great thing. And the players, and now that he's brought in a guy like Joe Banner, I mean, everybody gets excited because they can see now that these guys are going to do everything humanly possible to bring a championship here to Cleveland. Now, other people have come in and have did the same thing, but these guys are not going to take anything less than a championship. And I'm still giddy about it. I'm still excited about it. But yes, the players are excited, and I think it's going to pull a little pep in their stride.
Yeah, and I think the message that is getting across to the players, to the coaches, to all of us in the building, to the fans, is they're setting the bar very high. They're setting a high standard for a club that has had perpetual struggle. Their message is, we're going to remove any excuse for that, meaning that all the resources and the best of the best people and all of those, you know, all of those definitions of success have been talked about. And we can all, both sit here and say, well, talk is cheap, or you've heard something like that before. But I buy it because it's coming from two men who in their respective professional lives before coming to Cleveland have had great success by following principles, core things that they believe in.
Well, Vic, and you hit it. You know, you were talking about things that they believe in, and I say convictions. And when you, Jimmy, when you meet him, I mean, he's got, his beautiful family, his wife, and where I'm headed with this thing is the big daddy, talking about his father. I mean, just a man that you know has strong convictions, things that he believes in, and he's sent those convictions or taught those convictions to his son, Jimmy. And you know where Jimmy get his from. Right. I kid him all the time. I said, I see the big they're talking about his father, but they're just wonderful people, and they're fair people. And again, they set the bar high, and anyone. anyone. I know the players and coaches do not have a problem with that. Actually, they welcome that. And it makes them perform on a higher level. And as a result, the club is going to reap the benefits. And obviously, if we bring a championship here, the fans are going to be happy and reap the benefits.
Sure. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as usual, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, let's talk about some stuff on the field. This football team coming off its first win against the Bengals last week. So I guess the first thing is, can there be momentum carried from that into this game at Indianapolis? And then the other part of it is getting a little bit healthier in some places. Ataba Rubin coming back on defense. Joe Hayden's return from the suspension last week, such a big thing. So all in all, the club that started out 0-5 has a little more bounce as it heads into game number 7.
Well, no question. I mean, to just have that feeling after a win, and that feeling, you know, I always say winning is contagious. I mean, we've won a game, and I think we're going to carry that over into this game against the Colts. This football team, I think, is showing major improvement. You and I have been saying it each and every week. It has not been showing up in the win column, but you could see it coming. Some of the guys are really starting to perform. Let's start with the offense. Wheaton, I mean, what can we say about our quarterback, Brandon? I mean, this kid, nothing fazes him, I say. You know, he'll throw an interception, doesn't seem to faze him because he's just like a gunslinger. He's going to come right out and get you. So you have to watch out for him. But he's playing better. Did you see the beautiful pass that he threw? Oh, it was just, just hit the kid in stride.
Yes, a
beautiful throw. I mean, we got Cooper. We have, again, we're getting Travis Benjamin. I think he's going to come back. He's going to get some more weapons. Massaquar is trying to come back. So there's a lot of weapons on the offense, and these guys are starting to play well together. Defensively, what can you say? Joe Hayden is Joe Hayden. I mean, Joe is coming back, and he's just adding that pep to the defense. But the kid I like, and I keep telling you on that defensive line, is Billy Wynn.
Yeah.
Billy Wynn has a motor that just never stopped. Came up with the big play. Did you see him running with the football?
And he's running with the football. And I talked with him afterward. And I said, was there an inner fullback there trying to come out? He says, all I was trying was not lose the ball. But that is true. The spark that he provided. And let's back up to Hayden, because he gets an interception. It was like a feeling throughout the secondary, and again, you can speak so well to this, Hanford, how one man's performance there can spark others to perform at a high level. You have Sheldon Brown with that pick six dagger play. I think a lot of that emanated because Hayden was back there.
Well, no question, and I'm going to say something that's going to scare you. Joe is not nearly as good as he can be. He could be a lot better. And
what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm going to go into details a little bit, because I look at Joe and I tell Joe, I said, Joe, you didn't play well. First of all, you got AJ Green. I mean, he had over 100 and some yards on him, caught the deep pass on him. When Joe starts to get his head position and little things like that, but Joe is just playing right now on raw talent, and that's scary. He's as good as he is, Vic, on raw talent, but he is going to get better, and that's when he's really going to scare some wide receivers. I mean, because he's already fast. I mean, we already know that. But again, just the excitement and him being Joe Hayden back in this defense, you could just see the guys how rejuvenated or how excited they were. And boy, we're happy to have him back. I mean, we need Joe Hayden to stay here. We also need him to stay healthy.
Well, and games like Sunday against Andrew Luck, who has shown that he can be playing at a really incredible level, and then he struggled the week after. He had a great game against Green Bay, struggles against the Jets, but most of that defined by pressure and, I think, coverage. The same things that can bother other quarterbacks can bother this guy, but he is – playing far above the level of a typical rookie.
Well, and this is why I say this is going to be such a great game. Sure, I think we can win this game, but the problem is you got the coach that think that they can beat us. And again, you hit it right on the head. You're talking about the guy, Andrew Luck, who I think is I think he's playing well, and he has some weapons. I mean, Reggie Wayne, I mean, let's just number one. I mean, this guy, I mean, a veteran wide receiver who knows how to get open, knows how to run his route. So we are going to have our hands full with Luck and company. But again, I think this is a football game that we can win.
Well, and that would be huge to have that success, to sustain it. And you said it, winning can be contagious. And that's what this team absolutely needs right now, right, is that idea of putting two together, having a Trent Richardson hopefully back at full health to run against a team that gave up 252 rushing yards last week, Hanford.
Well, you know, I always say, expect to win, expect to win. If you expect to win, you'll find a way to win. And right now, with that win and this feeling, these guys are going on the field Sunday expecting to win.
Good stuff. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us right here. I had to pause for that. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.